The VPM Daily Newscast is sponsored by Kanawha Capital Management. Your financial life is unique, complex, and dynamic. Kanawha Capital Management's team of credentialed professionals has been helping its clients build wealth and confidence through personalized planning and informed investing since 1989. Learn more at cancap.com. That's K-A-N-C-A-P.com.
You're listening to the VPM Daily Newscast, the recap of today's top stories in Central Virginia.
From the VPM Newsroom in Richmond, I'm Dontaya Price-Lisco. Virginia's annual fire restrictions go into effect today, February 15th, and run through April 30th. They forbid open-air fires earlier than 4 p.m. near dry grass or woods, according to the Virginia Mercury. In certain situations, fires are permitted if they're confined to stone or metal containers. Commercial vineyards and orchards aren't restricted by the law. During 2023's fall fire season, thousands of acres were engulfed by at least 5 distinct fires across the Commonwealth. Virginia House Speaker Don Scott, a Democrat, has removed 2 senior Republican delegates from a pair of powerful committees. The House clerk made the announcement Wednesday.
I have a communication from the Speaker's office to the clerk. I have made the following committee assignments and changes effective today.
Delegate Barry Knight of Virginia Beach was moved from Appropriations to Transportation, and Delegate Amanda Batten of James City County, who is also the Republican caucus chair, was removed from the Rules Committee. A spokesperson for House Republicans said they hadn't been notified of the change prior to the announcement. It follows a challenge to a parliamentary ruling Scott made on Monday. The CoStar Group is relocating its global headquarters to Virginia. Governor Glenn Youngkin issued a press release late Tuesday announcing the digital real estate information company's move from D.C. to Arlington County. The company recently purchased a 560,000-square-foot office building in Arlington. It will begin the relocation later this year. CoStar is also expanding its research and analytics campus in Richmond. An inspection facility at Richmond International Airport that would enable regular international flights will be renovated by April. The inspection facility was built in 2003, but no longer meets federal standards, according to a press release from Senator Tim Kaine's office. About $4 million in federal funds are being used for the updates. RIC was previously awarded about $35 million through the 2021 Bipartisan Infrastructure Law. That money is being distributed over 5 years. Members of the Chesapeake Bay Program, including Virginia, adjust strategies at the state level every 2 years to meet federal pollution goals. VPM News editor Dave Cantor has more as the 2025 deadline gets closer.
An EPA report says its pollution goals for the Bay won't be met. The Commonwealth is poised to hit its wastewater target, though the agricultural sector isn't on track. The State Department of Environmental Quality is working to update strategies aimed at meeting the Bay goals. They're called milestones. Among the strategies is an agricultural cost share program, which helps offset the expense farmers would pay to implement new practices that tamp down on pollution coming from their farms, stuff like stream fencing and vegetated buffers. Public comment on the milestones closed at the end of 2023. Kevin McLean, the state's Bay program coordinator, said the cost share program came up.
We did receive some feedback that additional support is needed there and kind of folks weighing in and saying, hey, if we're going to expect producers in the ag sector to make those additional reductions, we've got to support their efforts to do that.
Virginia's current biennial budget funds the program at $286 million. Dave Cantor, VPM News.
Legislation in the Virginia House and Senate advanced that would allow utility companies to recover some development costs associated with small modular nuclear reactors. The reactors are part of Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin's, quote, all-of-the-above energy plan. Currently, about 30% of Virginia's energy is nuclear-generated. Advocates have raised concerns over the plan's potential impact on utility bills. The speed limit for a portion of Brookland Parkway in Richmond is being reduced from 35 to 25 miles per hour. City Council approved the change earlier this week after a proposal to adjust the speed limit was introduced late last year. It was initially okayed by the city's Public Safety Committee. Chris Banks, who spoke during the public comment period before the vote, says he's witnessed multiple crashes on the street.
A driver totaled my neighbor's car. A driver across the street crashed into several trees and another car. A driver crashed into a power pole in front of the Waldorf school just two blocks away. And a driver died last year after crashing into a tree just a block away.
Banks, along with about 70 other residents, also sent City Council a signed petition asking for the change on Brookland between Hermitage and Brook Roads. New speed limit signs will soon be posted. This has been the VPM Daily Newscast.
Some of these stories may have changed since the newscast was recorded. You can stay connected to what matters by heading to vpm.org/news or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at MyVPM.
VPM.
I'm Speech Thomas from the hip-hop crew Arrested Development. On the new VPM podcast, Track Change, I take you behind the walls of Richmond City Jail, where I help four men record an album and hear how they're trying to break free from a cycle of addiction and incarceration.
Been so long since I've been free.
Subscribe to Track Change in your podcast app.